Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
2015 was a huge year for Jessica Mendoza. In June, she became the first woman sportscaster during ESPN's College World Series coverage. Then she became the first woman to call a Major League Baseball playoff game. Here she is as Houston's George Springer is coming to bat in ESPN's broadcast of the game.
I like the approach right now with Springer, Dan, and him getting the batter's box. You see that back foot, and he's literally trying to make an effort to have it on that back line. Why? So that he can pick up that split fastball, be able to see when it's out of the zone and not chase it.
Lines one to center. Gardner back, turns, it's over his head and off the wall on a bounce, and Springer is into second base with a leadoff double.
Well, this year, Jessica Mendoza's continuing the streak. Last week, ESPN announced that Mendoza is joining the network's primetime broadcast team, Sunday Night Baseball. Jessica, there go your Sunday nights.
Not a bad way for them to go. I guess it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again. A little bit of background for listeners who may not know you. 11 years ago, you won the gold medal at the Olympics in Athens. 2006, you won the World Softball Championship with the U.S. and named Softball Athlete of the Year. I wonder if you actually ever aspired, when you retired as an athlete, to do what so many male pro athletes do and become a commentator.
You know, I was a commentator while I was playing. It kind of just fell into my lap, not so much because I went to school for it or because I was passionate about it at a younger age. It was more of just, playing in a couple Olympic games and being on television and being on the other end of interviews, I guess. A lot of different people were like, you should really try this. Like, you have a lot of passion, you have a lot of energy, insight. And at the time, softball was booming on television and they needed more analysts. So I was still playing and they asked me from there. It just kind of trickled into different sports, college football, and then obviously now Major League Baseball.
And I wonder, when you say you were on the other end of so many interviews, and some of those interviews can be fairly intense because you have come right off a win or maybe even a loss. What did you learn? What did you learn about asking questions, about maybe calling a play, about what you expect in terms of an answer or an approach?
I think the biggest thing is to just try to get more of like the real person out of the interview. I think a lot of times now we've had the backlash of, you know, the cliches, meaning like a lot of these athletes have had media training. And I remember going through media training and it's like, pick one of three of these answers, you know, and it's like you're reading a book. And for me, I'm like, gosh, but viewers don't want to hear that. Like, they want to know, like, they want to hear a little bit of realism without it being, you know, controversial necessarily, but just instead of the classic, yeah, well, you know, I played hard and that's all you can ask. And there's like a list of them that they give you in these trainings, and I've seen it and I've been trained myself as an athlete. And I think I just always, you know, I would look at that and understand I need to be politically correct, but I can still give people what I'm really, who I really am and what I'm really feeling.
Well, yeah. So it's beyond the, you know, just take it one game at a time. You just give it, you know, 110% every time. How do you, when you're told, when an athlete is told to say these things, to pick one out of three responses, how do you now as an interviewer get beyond that? You went through that same training.
That's the biggest challenge. And honestly, sometimes you can ask the perfect question and still not get the answer you want. It's really their choice. And I think what I've learned is, first of all, I mean, it's so hard to really get to know someone in an interview, you know, with just a few questions. I've noticed that when the camera isn't on, you know, when the microphone isn't on, that's really the time. And even if it's, we have something set up with like a big time athlete, you know, like Mike Trout, for example, I try to get there early and just make sure that I get some time away from the cameras with a guy like that that's done a million interviews and then kind of just like might turn it on like, okay, here we go with the same answers. It's like, no, let's do something different here.
So what you're doing is what men have been doing for ages. And we're talking to you because you're the first woman who's going to be doing it in primetime, Sunday Night Baseball. What are the advantages and disadvantages of you both as you're doing the analysis behind the mic and as you're doing interviews? I mean, how does it serve you and how do you think maybe in some ways it might be harder?
I mean, I think it's helped in the sense that it's different, it's unique. I know when I'm talking to players, especially as they get to know me now and know that I've played, So know that, like, when we get into some X's and O's, they can be pretty open and get pretty into it. Not just, you know, say, oh yeah, I like to hit. Well, okay, what about this? You know, I can get pretty technical with them. And I think there's an openness there, you know, that knows that, like, all right, this is going to be something different, interesting than maybe the hundreds of other interviews that we've done. And I hope my angle coming into it is different.
Because you're an athlete. What about the fact that you're a woman? Does it matter to anyone?
I mean, I know they notice, but I don't know. Like, that's the thing. I mean, I did 5 games last year. I mean, this is a question I'd be interested to have you ask me in 6 months, you know, because I want to know. I think it was such a shock factor last year that everyone was kind of like, whoa, okay, here we go. No one really knew how to take it. I think this year there's going to be some good and some bad. I think some people are going to be awesome. Let's, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to give you information. Or I want, you know, I do support this. And as you and I both know, there's going to be people that don't, and those included that are part of the game.
I imagine that you have probably, I think that any athlete has to have a thick skin. Any broadcaster, in fact, has to have a thick skin, perhaps especially in sports. There is controversy because there have been sexist tweets about many people, you included, and in one case it turned into a national sports story. How do you prepare to deal with things like that?
I think the moment I decided that, hey, you know, I want to do baseball, and I know that it's going to be different. And I think, like, any kind of change is going to be resistance. And knowing that that's, gosh, there's so much more of that to come to. I mean, again, I think for a bit it was a shock factor. Obviously, people reacted positively and negatively. But now this is going to be something that's on every Sunday. So there's going to be more of a reaction. I think for me, the criticism that I want to, I guess, not want to read, but that actually let get in a little bit more is when they actually maybe come after what I'm saying. Hey, you know, I don't really agree with how she approached that at bat or whatever it might be on my analysis versus, I mean, to be honest, like, hey, she's a female, she shouldn't be calling baseball. I mean, I know I've been aware for quite some time that I'm a woman. Thank you. Like, you know, that kind of stuff, it's almost laughable. I know it's sexist and it's wrong, but it's like, to me, it's more ignorance than it is truly just listening to me as an analyst, like getting over the hump. It's 2016. Let's just listen. And if you disagree with what I'm saying, I can handle that. But if it's just the fact that I'm a female, it's not okay.
I wonder, just in terms of talking about the game itself now, earlier this month, Ken Griffey Jr., Mike Piazza were both elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. I wonder what your thoughts are on them and on those who didn't make it, including Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. What are your feelings about them and their chances in the future?
As far as the performance enhancing drugs, as an Olympic athlete that got drug tested every other day of my life for 10 years, you know, that, not that drugs were an option, performance enhancing drugs were so much an option in softball in the Olympics at all, but it was around the Olympics all the time. I have a strong, strong reaction to those that made the decision to use it, knowing that that was something that, you know, I could have done as an athlete that would have helped me. And, you know, you choose not to because you want to be the best version of you. And I think obviously it skews that. And then you never know. And you get caught up in that. Cause once you start using, it's like, okay, I can't go back. Cause now look at how well I'm doing. So I look at those guys and it's a debate in the sense of, yes, they deserve to be there as far as what they were able to accomplish. But what sort of message does it send when you know that they did it the wrong way?
Thank you for speaking with us. The new Sunday Night Baseball anchor, Jessica Mendoza. When's your first game?
April 3rd. We got the rematch of the World Series, Mets and Royals. So I am pumped about Excellent. That and see how these teams have changed and slightly, you know, kind of altered a little bit of who they are over the offseason.
Well, I don't know who you're going to be rooting for, but we're rooting for you. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Lisa.